A day of peace, on the off chance you were not aware, fellow college students, I'm looking at you. Mother's Day is this Sunday the 8th. This day stands monument to all of the times our mothers put our interests first. It reminds us of the many hours they spent making sure that our homework was done, that our hair was combed, and that our mistakes were morella are informative instead of dire. Just think of all the colds they save us from by making sure that our coats are zipped and our hats secure. While it's certainly a great reason to bring our mothers breakfast in bed, Mother's Day was founded for a much different reason. Instead of a day of pampering, this holiday began in the late 1800s as a way for mothers to come together in mourning of their fallen sons and husbands. Abolitionist Julia Ward Howe, commonly regarded as the woman responsible for the modern Mother's Day, called for women around the world to stand for peace. She believed that together we could save our children from the horrors of war. Mother's Day was officially recognized as a national holiday in 1914 as a public expression of our love and reverence for all mothers. This was the beginning of the more commonly recognized commercial holiday. While flowers and brunch have become prominent ways to celebrate Mother's Day, women around the world still take this day to stand for an end to violence. If you'd like to supplement your mimosas and waffles with a couple minutes of mindfulness, venture up to the main lawn of Chautauqua at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Bring your signs and smiles and join others from the community in 5 minutes of silent support of global peace. Learn more about the history of Mother's Day at http://standingwomen.net/ or check out the local event on Facebook. Pro tip. If you do happen find yourself at Chautauqua, the dining hall's brunch is a great way to indulge your wonderful and deserving mother.